Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's JR and B-Mac here with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. We are here with you until 6 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Not really raining, which I'm happy about.
It's decent.
I'll take this. You know, we see a good amount of the city here on the ninth floor here at Colony Square. It's just cloudy. I don't want to be the weatherman, but I hope you're having fun with your family. I'm glad that you're listening in to us. We spent a good amount of time talking about the Hawks, what they're going to do in the NBA draft. We spent some time talking about what the Braves are going to want to do to continue to stay in contention in the National League East, having brought on Dallas Keuchel. And it poses the question, with the teams that we have here in Atlanta, the Braves trying to make the playoffs, adding in Keuchel, the Hawks just stockpiling draft picks. You said Travis Schlenk is doing an amazing job. You have the Falcons, who are going to be moving closer to camp, and they want to come back from that 7-9 disappointment last year with all of the injuries. And then Atlanta United, they've continued to improve as the season has gone on. And it makes me think, what team is best positioned to bring us another title? You know, I asked you a question early on in the show, what you thought about the Hawks. And you said, we know this upcoming season, it probably ain't going to be no title yet.
Mm-hmm.
But with what Travis Schlenk is doing, that potential is there. Is that a bomb? We watching the Braves here. Oh, Acuna, 3-run home run.
One of the four horsemen.
That's amazing.
That's big.
That's why they gave him that big old contract. Young man from Venezuela still going out there doing it big. Tied this game up 5-5. Shout outs to Acuna.
Yeah.
He may be a reason. Is that something that we're going to see in the playoffs that helped deliver the Braves a title?
Yeah. We do expect to see Acuna just play. He's a top-tier talent. Offensively, you know, he's one of the top offensive players on the Braves, but you can close your eyes and pick a guy and still be happy. But to answer your question as far as who do I believe will provide the city with a championship sooner than later, I think I have to stick with the United. Here's why.
Back-to-back.
And not necessarily saying it has to be back-to-back, but I believe they will give the city of Atlanta a championship sooner than the other professional organizations here in the city. I go with the United already having that championship pedigree, the championship experience. Now, this team is different. It's a different-looking team from what we saw last year, but still.
With Tata gone and now DeBoer in.
But now they're starting to really find their rhythm. It was a very, very difficult start to the season as far as the scheduling and not having your entire group there. But they're still within reach. You know, right now, currently in the East, they're fourth. And they're a matter of, 5 points away from being where Philadelphia is currently, who's number one in the East. So I think, you know, they get into the tournament, anything can happen. And I see them, you know, winning a championship sooner than the other professional organizations here.
And it's winning a title is tough.
Yeah.
You would know that. But winning a title is tough. Even if you want to go over to basketball, look at what it takes for a team like the Golden State Warriors to go to 5 straight finals. A lot of it is health.
Yeah.
You have to have a nuclear option that you can bring on like a Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy winning the title.
No.
You know, if we go and look at what the Falcons did a few years ago, they got close. And that's what makes it hurt.
Yeah.
You got so close, and you let it slip away.
You got to seize the moment when you get there. You don't know if you will get there again.
We don't know when it's going to happen. You look at the Atlanta Braves. They went on a stretch of winning the National League East for like, what, like 14, 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
They had one title to show for it.
Yeah.
One title. It's not easy going out and just picking up championships.
That's tough. That's why you got to take advantage of the moment when you're there. I mean, as a fan, if your professional hometown team can give you one championship in your lifetime, you're okay with that.
One championship in your lifetime.
In your lifetime. And I'm not saying, you know, as a newborn or, you know, toddler, you know, I mean.
That you can remember.
When you start to really pay attention to that team, to that sport, if they can give you a championship in that lifetime, in that span of years, when you start paying attention until you no longer hear, you're okay with that.
Okay.
You take that and run. Think about it. Just think about it. If they can give you one championship in that lifespan, as far as knowing and what's going on, you have knowledge and you can pay attention and you understand what's going on, you take that and run.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, we've seen a lot of things on social media. I certainly have, where, you know, people get on into the latter years of life and they haven't seen a title.
Exactly.
You know, we could talk about the Cubs and you see somebody who is, you know, towards in the latter stages. They are happy that Billy Goat and whatever curse is all done and that they've seen that title out there.
They've seen that title. Yeah. So for me, I would go with the United. Who would you go with, JR?
I would go with United. And I think behind that, I would venture to say, you know, I think it'd be a toss up between the Hawks and then the Braves.
Really? My number two would be the Braves. Would be the Braves. They have right now in championship caliber offense right
yes.
now.
Just got to get those arms place. Together.
If they somehow find a way to get their arms in place, they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, within their division, I mean, the Braves are pretty much, I mean, it depends on who you're asking, especially with the Keuchel addition. Some people feel like this is the best team in the NL East.
Well, so there's a lot of, the Marlins are barely a baseball team.
Yeah.
Playing in the majors, they might as well close to be a triple-A squad. The Nationals pitching staff and their bullpen, you don't know what you're going to get. A Doolittle may not even be there. The Mets starting rotation, you look at somebody like DeGrom, he's having trouble replicating what he's doing. Syndergaard is off on a whole nother pitching planet. We don't know what's going on with him and his confidence. So, no, the National League East is there for the taking, if not for a battle, you know, with the Phillies mm-hmm. this season. And that's on the baseball side. But having said that, I think it's a foregone conclusion that you and I both think that all the local professional teams here in Atlanta, the Falcons are probably, they're probably at the back of the line if I had to choose a team that was going to win a championship.
Oh,
you had your shot. Ooh. You blew it.
I mean, you know what? It could be a toss-up between the Falcons and the Hawks, I think, right now. I think the issue that I'm seeing with the Hawks is how soon will they get better from the individual standpoint. Let's say they don't spend any money and acquire a big-time free agent. The young players, I think they have enough to get them into the postseason, but do they have enough to get them deep into the postseason to compete in the finals? And then also, too, what's surrounding the Hawks? Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks.
They're going to be doing some damage for years.
We don't know exactly what the 76ers will look like. They could lose Butler and Harris, but even if they lose those players, you better believe they will make some type of additions.
I hope Joel Embiid, you know, moves away from the dinner table.
But right
a little
now,
bit.
He's not going anywhere. You know, Ben Simmons, hopefully he
can get a shot.
But that's still a talented team. You know, Boston might not be with Kyrie Irving, might not have Kyrie.
Sure. But when you look at the Atlanta Hawks, you look at the core that they have. And I would give them, based upon the ages of their players, I would give them 5-6 years mm-hmm. that we say, okay, next 5-6 years when Trae Young is moving into his prime, when their players are moving into their prime and they're in it, entrenched in it, and they've had more opportunity to grow. Every offseason is an opportunity for you to go out there and become better.
Yeah.
I would give that to the Hawks in 5 or 6 years if they can continue to build and stay healthy. There shouldn't be a reason why they haven't, by then earlier enough, been in playoff contention, but hopefully if the plan goes to what Travis Schlenk wants, maybe compete for a title.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking 5 to 6 years now with what the Falcons are doing, I don't peg them right now as being a Super Bowl contender. I would say they have the potential to get into the playoffs. I wouldn't say they're a Super Bowl contender.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if it doesn't go the way that they want this season, although Matt Ryan is going to be around, I think we're going to have changes around him. Whether it be Quinn, whether it be some of the other players on the squad.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
What 5 or 6 years, what the Falcons look like in 5 or 6 years, that's a little bit tougher to say.
Yeah, I get your point. It makes sense because this could be a year to where as either the Falcons put up or shut up, and if they don't put up, the team, especially the coaches and the coaching staff, could look totally different. So I get what you're saying, but yeah, my number one is United, followed by the Braves.
I think so. The Braves got to get that back end fixed up, though. It's a wild situation. Atlanta's in a good spot. If you're a fan of Atlanta sports, I would say you should at least be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I applied that to the Hawks, which I think is easy when you have a young squad. Be happy with what you got. When I look at what the Braves are doing, young offensive stars. Acuna just hit a 3-run home run to tie the game and keep them active.
Mm-hmm.
You have a United who just won an MLS Cup last season. If you're going to be upset maybe about a team or a little bit frustrated, it's the Falcons. Everybody else, all the other teams, sit back, relax, enjoy the potential, and be happy that you don't have to turn on a television every day and watch the Miami Marlins.
Agreed. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Ain't nobody out there watching the Marlins. It's a shame. We don't have that same situation here in Atlanta.
The future is bright.
There's a lot of hope. So we want to leave it up to you. If you had to go ahead and make a prediction as to what team is going to win a title here for our city, for Atlanta, who would it be? Are you going with Atlanta United? Do the Braves have the best shot to go and compete for a World Series this year if they get that bullpen together? What do you think about the Falcons? What about the Hawks? What's going to be the next team to bring a title and a chip here to Atlanta? It's JR and B-Mac on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. It's JR and B-Mac here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. Here with you until 6 p.m. You know, we've been spending some time just talking about the opportunity that exists for our local professional sports franchises. The Hawks look like they're on the up and up. Trey Young, Kevin Herter, John Collins, all of these picks that they have and the opportunity that they have with them. The Atlanta Braves, who are playing right now, top of the 10th, with Acuna, Riley coming up, signing a Keuchel. They look like they'll be in competition for the National League East this season and also into the future, especially with those young arms and the starting rotation. The Falcons, they got to prove it this year. They got a whole lot they have to go forth and do. Atlanta United, they're coming off their title. So Atlanta United, they may be primed to go ahead and make that first move. We want to know which team you think here in Atlanta is best prime for the future. We're going to go to the phones. Call us up. It's JR and B-Mac, 404-741-0929. We got somebody on the line right now. We got Tim calling in from Stone Mountain. Tim, what do you think about the Atlanta sports scene? Who's close to potentially winning?
I've been here for most of my life. I'm a born and raised native Atlanta, and I got to be the one to get on the radio and tell the truth. We have teams that are going to be relevant. We have teams that are going to be fun. We don't have teams that are set to win a championship. Not a single team that we have has a transformative dude that can take us to a championship that we can look at and go, that's our guy. That's going to be the guy to get us over the hump. We don't have it. The fans don't demand it. The teams don't want it. This is a city that's okay from a sports perspective with being okay. As long as we're relatively good, as long as we can be at least a part of the first field of the conversation, we're okay. We don't have that dude. I've seen Deion come. I've seen Dominique come. I've seen Michael Vick come. I've seen when the Braves ran Dave Justice out. I've seen it happen. I've been watching sports and following sports diligently since the 70s. And we don't have a dude, and we ain't got a dude, and we don't insist on having a dude. We're going to be fun to watch. We're going to sell a lot of games. We're going to sell a lot of T-shirts. We're going to do a lot of talking, but at the end of the day, it's going to be more said than done.
Well, Tim, real quick, we just saw United bring home a championship,
right?
Yes, and then you saw their best player gone this year.
Yeah, and even though they lost their, you know, real good player, they're still a talented team. They're still
a talented team.
They're still probably one of the more talented teams in the East. So for me, you don't believe the United can bring home a championship sooner than later, like they just did a year ago?
What I saw is Atlanta United, everything came right and they won. And the very next year, their best player is gone. I see the Hawks got Trey is a nice player. I like Herder. I like John Collins. I like some of the players. I like some of the pieces on a lot of these teams. But in every sport, in order for you to win, you have to have that dude. You have to have a dude. When it gets to the crunch time, we can win with this guy.
Okay.
And in no sport do we have that guy.
Let me follow up. The Braves don't have that dude you're talking about?
No.
Acuña's not that dude?
Oh, Acuña is a really good player, and at some point in time, he may be. But we're talking about what may be, and right now, what did he do at the end of last year?
Well,
we're talking about...
We're not saying this year. We're saying...
The future.
The future.
You
just said Acuña potentially will be that guy. If he's not that guy, okay, cool. We're not surprised because he's so young, but... We're talking 3 or 4 years down the line. Acuña could be like a Mike Trout type.
He could be, but I could hit the lottery Tuesday too. Am I going to bet on hitting the lottery? We have to have a guy. Right now, every team can look and say, the Cleveland Browns can look and say, we got the next Tom Brady
Baker.
They can say that. Every team can say, we got the next in Dallas. Everybody can say we have the next, but until you see a guy that you can look at and say, you know what, this is that guy. Every team can pontificate about the future. We can all say what we hope, but the truth is, in this city, I'm not convinced that Acuña is going to be that guy. I think he's going to be a great player. But remember, we thought the same thing about Jason Hayward. We thought the same thing about Jeff Francoeur. We thought the same thing about a bunch of players who come up, and initially, when Jason Hayward was a rookie, and he won the Rookie of the Year, and he was hitting home runs, and he was stealing bases, he was going to be the next great thing, until he wasn't.
Okay, Tim. Well, thank you for the call. I think at the end of the day, you can't look at the past, past regimes, past players, and automatically apply that to the future. We're talking about the future of these franchises. I look at Acuña. I'm not putting him in the same bucket as a Francoeur or Jason Hayward. I'm not going to do that. We're talking about these current teams. We're talking about the current rosters. We're talking about current ownership, current spending habits, current roster composition. And then you're looking at young players. It's difficult to go ahead and project who is going to be a superstar, who's going to lead you to the promised land. But when you look at the situation and the teams in its totality, you can make an assumption. I think looking back in the past is a bad indicator of the present and what's in store for the future. That's a bad idea. I wouldn't do it. Let's check in with Eddie calling in from Lithonia.
Hey, what's going on, man? Love
what's up,
the show,
Eddie?
Man.
Appreciate it.
Hey, look, man. That last caller sounds like he sounds like he's been through it. I'm not an Atlanta native. I'm a Georgia native, so I follow all Georgia sports all of my life. Man, Acuña is that dude.
Yeah,
guess what,
Eddie? I thought the same
Austin
thing.
Austin Riley is that dude,
and we've seen a month of him.
A month, but he's, I mean, but you see, it's not a fluke. He's consistent. Freddie Freeman is that dude. Okay, that's just the Braves. Joseph Martinez is a single season a record holder for goals. That is the epitome of that dude in that particular sport. We are good in Atlanta, man. All of our sports teams are set up to do well in the future. Your boy Travis Slink, that guy is stocking up draft picks. He's got a plan. You know he's got a plan. So, man, I really do think all of our teams are ready to roll, and I'm excited about what the next 2 or 3 years has in store for us here in Atlanta.
Appreciate you calling up, Eddie.
Appreciate it, man.
Eddie,
yes, sir.
Eddie hit the nail on the head right there. Tim was looking at all the negatives of the past.
And the question wasn't who's going to win this year.
I mean,
the future.
The future. Which professional organization here in the city has the best shot to bring home a championship? My number one would be United. My number two would be the Braves.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm gonna go ahead and put the Hawks there and the Falcons. I think the Falcons, they may have missed the boat on their shot and their opportunity already. We got a whole lot of callers on the line.
Yes, we do.
404-741-0929. How do you feel about the sports scene in Atlanta? Which team is best equipped to go forward and continue to win? You know what? Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Let's check in with Carlos calling in from Conyers. Carlos, what do you think about the Atlanta sports scene?
What's up, Carlos?
What's up, man? What's going on, man? I think the Atlanta sports scene is good. The caller before the caller that last talk, man, yep. He must not. He's an Atlanta hater, man. He gotta be. I'm from the A. I'm from the West Side, homie. So I've been through the good and the bad. I've been at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium at the Falcons game. It was 8,000 people there. Mm-hmm. So I know what's up. So this is my take on it. The Falcons. I think the Falcons. To me, this is my opinion. I think the Falcons are the closest. I'm gonna tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. And specifically, Matt Ryan. Okay, Matt Ryan. If the Falcons win that Super Bowl, who would have been the Super Bowl MVP?
Matt Ryan,
exactly. So people need to stop. I love Michael Vick when he was here, but Michael Vick never took us near as far as Matt Ryan did. On top of that, the Hawks are going in the right direction, and mm-hmm. the Braves are setting themselves up to win two or three championships coming up soon. And then on top of that, think about the Atlanta United. I think the Atlanta United is going to repeat this year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put that out right now. So all these people talking about the sports scene is not good, that's not true. You don't build $1 billion complexes because you got crappy sports teams. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it.
He hit the nail on the head. We got the phones are lighting up. Let's take some more of these calls. Let's check in with Denise calling in from Stockbridge. Denise, what do you think about the ATL sports scene?
I'm from Atlanta, too, born and raised. So I've kind of just been following the sports scene, you know, probably since 2011. My take on it is currently right now, the team that's on trend to actually win and wants to win is the Atlanta United because they're used to it. They win, they like to win, and whether they've traded their best players or not, because they have won a championship before, they've got that hunger and that drive to do it. So I can't see them not doing it again. My thing is with the Braves, just listening to different, you know, other commentators talk about things, it just seems like little type Liberty Media, whoever owns them, mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like they're really interested in them winning. So even though the Braves should win, because it seems like they are the most talented,
oh, well, we got a lot of wind there. She's outside enjoying the weather while it ain't raining.
Yeah.
I take it. I appreciate what Denise called up and said. Thank you, Denise, for the call. Sorry about all of the wind. It's true. I'd be happy with the sports scene that we got here. We got a lot of callers on the line. I see you out there, Cody, Jerry, Q, Reggie. Let's take one more call on the line and then continue this conversation. What squad here in Atlanta do you think is professionally is best equipped to go and compete for a championship? Some people are saying, like Tim, sports scene is terrible. A team will never win
Tim
anything.
Tim basically said it's dead.
Tim said the sports scene in Atlanta is dead.
Yeah, disco dead.
I disagree with him.
I do too.
Who we got? Let's check in with Q calling in from Dunwoody. Q, you got the last word. Make it quick, Q. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, fam? I think the sport, I'm not from L.A. I'm not from Atlanta. I've been here for 24 years, though. And I think the sports scene in Atlanta is the best that it's been since I've been here. I think Atlanta fans should be great, should feel great about their teams. The Braves have great young talent top to bottom. The Hawks are doing the right thing. The Falcons are awesome. You have a really good quarterback, and Atlanta United won a championship. Atlanta fans should be happy. Peace.
I could appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling up, Q. Listen, we got you on the line, Jerry. We got you, Reggie. We see more of the calls. Don't be an Atlanta sports hater. Don't do it. Call us up, 404-741-0929. Which team is best equipped to go and compete for a title? We ain't talking about the past. We talking about the future. It's JR and B-Mac holding it down for you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. It's J.R.B. Mac here with you on 92.9 The Game Atlanta Sports Radio. We got a little more than an hour left with you. We out of here at 6 o'clock. But we've had plenty to talk about. We've had some interesting callers hitting us up. We've been talking about the Atlanta sports scene. When you look at the professional teams here in Atlanta, United, the Braves, the Falcons, the Hawks, who are you most confident in heading into the future? Who has the best chance to go get another title? We know Atlanta United, they just won last year. We had Tim call up. He wasn't too happy. He's like, we ain't never going to win nothing. Even though Atlanta United just won, he's talking about how bad the future was. But we got some teams that are set up for the present and the future. We're going to go to the phones. Call us up, 404-741-0929. What do you think about the sports scene in Atlanta? Are you happy? Are you positive? Are you down on our sports teams, our pro sports teams here in the city? I see you on the line, Jerry. I see you on the line, Reggie. You know what? Let's go to the phone right now. Let's check in with Jerry calling in from Conyers. Jerry. Jerry, I think Jerry may have to use the bathroom. I don't know where Jerry went.
Jerry
had to take a break. You know what? Let's go ahead and check in with our next caller. We got Reggie calling in from Atlanta. Reggie, what do you think about the Atlanta sports scene?
Hey, you guys. It's a pleasure talking to you. I've been off the sports talk radio for a while, but I just got back. You guys are good.
I've
been in Atlanta. I'm not a native Atlantan. I've been in Atlanta since 1989. I was here when the Braves won their first World Series. What I see, two things. What I see with Atlanta is they get to the pinnacle and then they start getting rid of their best players. They don't invest in keeping their best players. We had Deion Sanders. He got out of here. Almost every big player we had to play for the Falcons that left during the late 80s, they went on to win a Super Bowl ring. But the Braves, they had at least three more world championship in their future. They broke up the team. I'm not going to get into the Michael Vick thing. I'm a season ticket holder, but he did what he did, and it is what it is. But they haven't bought, like the guy said before, they have not bought in the player. The player that would make the team become a contender. There are a lot of great teams here in Atlanta. It is a great sports town, but we don't win anything now. Getting to the soccer, that's the second part. They just got in the town.
Okay, Reggie. Let
me finish.
Okay, go ahead, Reggie. Go ahead.
They just got in the town. Yes, Arthur Blank did a very shrewd thing when he bought them here. As a businessman, and also he bought the best team and put them together. He knew it was going to be, I'm pretty sure he knew it was going to be a one-year deal. And we got that championship. But let's be honest with you, everybody. A soccer championship is not like a football championship, basketball championship, or even a baseball championship for right now. Because we as a citizen of the United States, we're really just getting into the older people, such as myself, we're just getting into soccer.
Well, thank you, Reggie. I appreciate you taking the time to call up. I think you're also looking at...
A champion's a championship. I can care less.
Yes.
That's how I feel.
But I also think Reggie is also looking at the past.
Yeah.
He's not looking at what these teams are doing right now in the present,
mm-hmm.
as well as the future. I can't look at the Atlanta Braves today and judge them on what they did in the past under Liberty Media. I can't do that. You know, I can't go in the time machine and bring back Glavin and Maddox. I can't do that. And Smoltz, I can't do that. I can focus on what these teams are doing right now, how they are set up for the future. And when you have a Matt Ryan, who has a five-year deal, a former MVP, who I know behind center is going to give me a chance to win a game, I'm cool with that, okay? When you have an Acuna, you talk about letting good players go, an Acuna, who hasn't even probably scratched the surface of what he's going to be, getting an eight-year contract for $100 million,
mm-hmm.
I can't talk about what they didn't do with a Deion Sanders, okay? That doesn't have anything to do with 2019 and the squad and the team moving forward. So if you're going to judge our teams here in Atlanta, look at what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Look at the management groups that are in play right now. Look at the ownership groups that are in charge right now. Let's not go back and look at what happened 20 in 30 years ago as an indicator of what these teams are going to do in the future with people who didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, and when you look at some other, you know, professional cities, Atlanta, they're in a better position than a lot of other professional cities. I mean, look at the let's look at Miami. Use Miami as an example. The Dolphins, are they any close to being a playoff caliber team? No.
They're not even
close to winning 8 games.
I'm not sitting in Hard Rock.
The Heat, the Marlins, I mean, Florida Panthers, that would probably be their closest. But you got so many other cities that are in a bad position compared to where we are here in Atlanta based on the expectation, based on the young talent that we have.
Young talent. Trey Young.
Yeah.
Acuna. Martinez. I mean, we can go down the list. We got young talent here. Let's go back onto the phone. We got Jerry calling up again, calling in from Conyers. Let's check in with Jerry. Jerry, make your point. What's up?
What's going on? I'm going to be quick. I've been in Atlanta. I'm born in Atlanta, okay?
Yes, sir.
So I'm proud of where Atlanta United is. Mm-hmm. We've definitely got a chance to win another championship. I think that's the team that really has a chance. Everybody's kind of – I don't know if anybody mentioned the Dream, but right now they're getting off to a bad start. But right now in the game, they're leading. But they've had a chance to win a championship. But all our teams, Braves, Falcons, we all sitting in a good place right now. It's just a matter of us getting into the playoffs and having a chance. But, yeah, I love all our team's chances, but I definitely like Atlanta United's chances.
All right, thank you for calling up, Jerry. I don't know if I agree with you on the Falcons side. I think they had their opportunity and kind of missed that boat already. But we got some more callers here on the line. You know what? Let's go ahead and check in with Dylan calling in from Carlton. Dylan, what you think about the Atlanta sports scene?
Hey, what's going on, man? I got a lot of opinions about Atlanta sports. I'm from Atlanta, Carrollton, my whole life, but I want to talk about the Hawks.
Yep.
2015 hurt me, man. We had Kyle Korver, Schroeder, Jeff Teague, all that. I think they should change their slogan to trades anyone halfway decent after two seasons. Mm. This Torian Prince trade kind of brought up those feelings, man, and it hurt me, man. I know draft picks matter, but we got to hold on to some of these guys.
Well, I don't think Torian Prince was, at the end of the day, going to be a huge difference maker for the squad going forward. We know who and what Torian was. Mm. The idea to have a team is to build. You evaluate the talent you have on the team. You try to stockpile the assets and the talent that's going to help move you towards a championship.
Yep.
We know what Torian was.
And if you can move Prince for the 17th overall selection that could become a
bigger
piece, so be it.
Yes.
So be it. I mean, because basically Crabbe and Prince kind of X themselves
out. Yes. It's not like they traded Trey Young, okay? It's Torian Prince. Or Kevin Herter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with the move because clearly they made that move to set up another move.
Oh, absolutely.
Which makes sense.
Just stay tuned. Don't be too mad on what's going to happen. Let's check in with Kelly calling in from Lithonia. Kelly, what you think about the Atlanta sports scene? Who's going to win a title first or next?
I think the Falcons will win a title next. It's just a matter of time of them getting everybody healthy and doing the things that they're supposed to do on the field. The Hawks, they're going to be next because all they're doing is building up to a bigger thing that they already have in process right now. Atlanta United, they already won one. All they can do is just keep getting better and win another one. That's about it because everything is building up to the bigger piece.
Right.
And once we get all the bigger pieces together, everybody's going to come together. The Braves, it's just a matter of time of them getting the pitching right. Mm-hmm. When they get the pitching right like they did in the 90s when they won it all, the Braves are going to go farther than they ever went before.
Okay, well, yeah. Kelly, we certainly hope so. Well, we watching, Luke Jackson basically allowed the game to be tied up 6-6. There goes that bullpen in the bottom of the 10th there. Let's see what the Braves do with the rest of this game. We got one more caller on the line. Let's check in with Chris from Marietta before we hit the break. Chris, what do you think about the Atlanta sports scene?
Hey, well, man, I want to represent all the ATLers of Atlanta, man. I gotta be fair when I come judging with your team.
Yep.
I know you said a few seconds ago about the Falcons, man. They probably missed that boat. Hey, I gotta be honest with you. I'm kind of on that fence as well, man. Mm. That 2016 Super Bowl really hurt us a lot. Especially if we don't get it in the next 2 years, you could say our window's completely closed. The Braves, to me, could be the closest, but the Braves have done this to me many, many a time. They scared to pull the trigger on the move that makes sense to everybody to make to get them over that, get over the championship level. The Hawks, I see in the next 2 or 3 years, depending on what we do this year draft. But all the closest is got to be United. Everybody else kind of on the fence, man, yeah. Trying to see how we get things worked out. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all.
Appreciate you, Chris. Nah, it's true.
Yeah.
But when you got the young players and assets, mm-hmm. you got a future. But one point that Chris made was talking about the Braves never really pulling in who they need to. Here we go again with that bullpen. We're going to spend some time talking about that, B-Mac.
Yes, sir.
Here we are again. You may bring in Keuchel, but he ain't on the backside. He ain't helping out the bullpen. It's JR and B-Mac holding it down on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. JR and B-Mac here with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. Braves and Marlins tied up at 6 in the 11th. Braves bullpen did it again. B-Mac, that has to be I guess that's just the most frustrating part. We just spoke about all of the future or the upside that the teams have here in Atlanta. We spoke about the Braves and their young hitters. But thinking about that bullpen.
Wow.
It's frustrating.
It is. And we've been seeing this over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Now we're becoming immune to it.
I would, I'd tack on a few more wins. If they would have had maybe somebody like Craig Kimbrell.
At least 8 more wins.
That's water under the bridge.
Right now it is.
He's now a Cub. He ain't here.
Just you need help. And this is the Marlins. A divisional team, but they're the Marlins.
How many people do you think are in the stadium watching them play right now?
Maybe 2,500.
Maybe 2,500? Would you say half of that would be people from Atlanta who went on vacation?
Just want to see the Braves.
Yeah, just went on vacation a little bit.
You can't give up these opportunities to the Marlins.
Bottom feeders.
Yeah. Not to mention, we talked earlier in the show what they have going forward. The next few matchups are going to be tough.
Start talking about Pitt, Philly, New York, Washington. Got a lot
Chicago.
Of
Chicago.
A lot of divisional matchups. Yeah, it's Chicago, Cubs.
I mean, the next stretch of games, especially against divisional foes, can really determine where you are. Currently, you're second. I mean, if you're not careful, man, you can drop. Yeah.
The Braves, they may got a lot of offensive firepower, but those arms, woo, man, they still need some help there. It's JR and B-Mac holding it down with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.